The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 3. Passover and the Ten Plagues. When we picture the first Passover, many of us think only of the Hebrews hurriedly eating a meal with their belts fastened, sandals on, and staffs in hand. We recall the lamb's blood painted on the door frames and lintels, protecting each household from the final plague. But there is a detail often overlooked, one that reveals something stunning about God's intentions. God wasn't just sparing his people that night. He was declaring war on the gods of Egypt. The plagues were not random disasters. They were deliberate strikes against Egypt's most revered deities. This was Passover, not as a quiet dinner of religious tradition, but as an act of cosmic confrontation. And in the first century Jewish mind, it was impossible to think of blood without thinking of that night, the Ten Cosmic Confrontations. In Exodus 12:12, God declares plainly, "On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord." Each plague targeted a specific deity in Egypt's vast pantheon. 1. Water to blood, a blow to Hapi, the god of the Nile and fertility. 2. Frogs, humiliation for Heket, the frog-headed goddess of childbirth. 3. Gnats, power over Geb, the god of the earth. 4. Flies, defiance against Khepri, the beetle-headed god of creation. 5. Livestock disease, judgment on Hathor and Apis, the cow and bull deities. 6. Boils, defeat of Sekhmet, the goddess of healing. 7. Hail, authority over Nut, goddess of the sky. 8. Locusts, supremacy over Nepher, god of grain. 9. Darkness, humiliation for Ra, the sun god. 10. Death of the firstborn, final blow to Pharaoh himself, considered the divine son of Ra and a living god. Every plague was a cosmic challenge, a public dismantling of Egypt's claim that their gods ruled the natural and spiritual realms, the final test of allegiance. By the time the 10th plague approached, God required something unthinkable from the Hebrew slaves, to slaughter the very animals the Egyptians worshipped as gods. In Exodus 8:25-27, Moses explains to Pharaoh that Israel cannot sacrifice in the land because what they offer is an abomination to the Egyptians, and if they were seen doing so, they would surely be stoned to death. The lambs and rams represented deities like Amun and Khnum, often depicted with rams' heads and considered two of Egypt's most powerful gods. For the Hebrews to kill these animals publicly, smear their blood on their homes, and roast the meat for a communal meal was a direct and dangerous declaration. We serve the Lord, the Most High, not Egypt's gods. When the Hebrews painted lamb's blood on their doorframes, they weren't just obeying an odd ritual. They were taking a stand that could have cost them their lives if Pharaoh's soldiers had intervened. The Jewish historian Josephus, in Antiquities of the Jews, Book 2, Chapter 14, records that Moses commanded the Hebrew people to select and sacrifice lambs openly, in full view of their Egyptian masters. This was not a private ritual behind closed doors. It was public, intentional defiance. The lamb was a sacred animal to the Egyptians, and slaughtering it and smearing its blood on the doorframes was an unmistakable declaration of their full allegiance to the God who is superior to all lesser gods and powers. Ancient Egyptian religion considered certain animals to be incarnations of deities. To kill them was blasphemy. For God to require his people to sacrifice and eat what their oppressors worshipped was to demand a decisive act of faith. Faith in the one who could protect them from the wrath of Egypt's gods and the death sweeping through the land that night. That first Passover night was the ultimate loyalty test. Every household had to choose, obey the voice of the Lord and defy Egypt's gods, or cling to the safety of blending in. Faith meant risk, visible, bloody, undeniable risk. And in that risk, God's glory shone brightest. The blood on their doorframes was both a shield from death and a banner declaring their trust in the one who reigns over the heavens and earth. More than human redemption. It's important to see the broader stage here. God's concern was not merely the liberation of one ethnic group from slavery, though he deeply loved his people. His goal was cosmic in scope. He was demonstrating to the entire spiritual realm, both loyal and rebellious, that he alone is El Elyon, the Most High God. Egypt was the superpower of its day, a center of culture, religion, and influence. By toppling its gods in plain sight, God sent a message to every nation and every spiritual power. There is none like me in all the earth, Exodus 9:14. The primitive view and its purpose. The sacrificial system that God would later institute in the wilderness reflected a primitive view of God. not because God is primitive, but because he revealed himself in stages, accommodating the spiritual maturity of his people at the time. 1. For ancient Israel, blood was not disgusting. It was life. They saw in every sacrifice the reality that their lives were sustained only through the death of another creature. And through repeated offerings, God was training them to understand two essential truths. 1. Life comes only through death. 2. The Lord alone is worthy of allegiance. Chapter 3, Key Takeaways. Ooh. The plagues were God's direct challenge to Egypt's gods. Ooh. The blood on the doorframes was an act of allegiance and defiance, not a penalty payment. Ooh Passover reveals blood as protection and loyalty, not appeasement. 1. Editor. For more on this theme, see The Primitive Image of God in the Hebrew Scriptures, Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr., Bible Student's Notebook, 1041.